Qué guay, qué sleepyhead.
You can struggle and try to move, but you'll find that this rack makes that nearly impossible. In fact, the only part of you that you're able to move right now is your head. I had this device specially made just for you. It fits perfectly, doesn't it? I'm sure you can feel the all leather straps binding your arms and torso to the thick wood behind your back. Each one tight enough to stop you moving while still allowing you to breathe. It almost looks like you're flexing your biceps. You can feel the warm metal cuffs around your ankles, can't you? Don't worry, baby. They're bolted to the floor with very heavy chain. But what you might not be able to feel is the leather straps that are keeping your knees firmly in place against the ground. Or the straps against your hips, forcing your bare ass to stick out a little bit. It was always a nice ass, and you always loved it when I spanked it. I made those straps a little tighter, just so you wouldn't be able to move or especially thrust. I trust that you understand that if I take out your gag, you are not to talk. Not unless I specifically ask you to. If you say one word outside of that, well, baby, just remember how into medieval torture I was, and some of the apparatus I told you about. I have quite the collection now. I have a lot of those things. And I'll flip a coin to see who is on the receiving end of one of them. Not to tell me you understand. Good boy. You're going to be on your knees for a while, so get used to feeling so helpless. A prisoner to my whims, as I will decide what kind of stimulation you receive. Oh, baby, look at how hard you are just thinking about that. It probably doesn't hurt that I haven't let you come in a few days. All you've been able to do is watch and listen to me play with her. I have seen you try not to look, and try not to listen when I play with her, but it still turns you on, and I've been very attentive to her since you got here, haven't I? Maybe one of these days, when I'm feeling bored, I'll tie you up wearing a blindfold and make her slide next to you. She'll whisper all the dirty and horrible things I've done to her. I'll force her to confess all of it in excruciating detail. Tell you the naughty little secret of how much of it has gotten her wet. The heat from her body and her warm, wet, familiar breath against your face. You'll be so uncomfortably aroused. And after she's finished, I'll make you pick one of those unspeakable acts. And you'll have to do that to her too.
They will not be nice things.
She'll try to beg through her gag, I bet. And plead with you with her eyes. But you'll know. I'll make it very clear to you what will happen to you both if you don't go through with it. Or even if you tell her that I'm making you do it. Baby, you'll have to watch as those eyes that adored you slowly become filled with betrayal and heartbreak. As you do something which you've decided was the least worst option. And what you do to her. I know you. It'll haunt you for the rest of your life. You'll never escape. It will be in your dreams. It will be in your thoughts. And you will be horrified when visions of it spontaneously appear before your eyes. But the fucked up part is, the thing that will eat you up inside won't even be that you committed that act against her. It's going to be that you'll want to do that to her again and again and again. The thought of it will pop in your head whenever you see me playing with her. Or when I'm forcing you to. You'll never be able to tell her how sorry you are. And all she'll see is how hard it makes you. Secretly, you'll want to degrade her like that again. And it's going to take so much of your strength not to. It may even get to the point where you beg me to let you play with her like that again. And maybe, if you're a good boy, I'll be merciful to you and let you. But maybe I'll forbid you from doing anything remotely like that again, and I'll punish you just for asking.
Just for the hell of it.
Even if you somehow manage to escape, you'll still think about that immoral act. And if you two somehow manage to stay together, well, it will always be there in your mind. But you'll never be able to talk about it, especially with her. The guilt will be eating you up. You'll be trying to put all of this behind you. And because you'll never discuss it, you'll never ask her if, deep down, she really loved it. If it got her off, and she might want to let you do that to her one last time for old time's sake. But it'll still be with you. And you'll never be able to let it go. I told you not to leave me, baby. Just remember, I love you. But why am I talking about you getting out of here? The only reason I bring up that possibility is you having hope makes you so much more fun to break. I told your pretty little girlfriend that maybe, just maybe, you'd come to rescue her if you figured out what was really going on. So she'd get her hopes up and believe that maybe it could be true. When those hopes died in her, when she saw you tied up, when she saw how hard you got and how easy it was to make you come all over her beautiful face. I think it finally hit her then. There's nothing left to hope for. She cried these lovely tears. nice and big, almost symmetrical the way they wound themselves down each side of her face. I enjoyed that almost as much as anything I did to try and break her before then. Do you see that wand over there, bolted to the floor? Sometimes I'll turn it on with this remote and watch as she crawls over and presses her pussy and tail against it. Just leaning back into it and letting the pleasure take her away for a little bit. Enjoying the illusion that she has a choice in all this. I watch her eyes lose focus as she gets closer and closer to coming. And just as she's about to climax, I turn it off. It's so funny watching her rub against it as hard as she can, trying to get that last little bit of stimulation, that last she needs to get over and come, but she can't. But I keep doing it to her, and she keeps trying. Those days would also tend to be the days I trained her the hardest, so she could finally have a release. I'm not a monster, you know. Maybe one day she'll manage to make herself come before I turn it off. But it's more fun this way for now. This has all given me a wonderfully wicked idea. Puppy, wake up and come over here. I want to play with you. That's right. Good girl. Oh, baby, look at her pretty face. I'm so eager to please. She's all clean now, too, but Puppy doesn't like her baths. The ice-cold water spraying against her naked pink flesh and up inside of her. But she does love being clean so much. Ironically, hosing her down just makes me want to work her really hard and get her all dirty again. Puppy, look at that big, hard cock. Don't you just want to suck on that? Be a good girl and put that cock in your mouth and swallow as much of it as you can. Come on. Good girl. Oh my, you are a cock-hungry girl today, you dirty thing, aren't you? Oh, and you managed to get the whole thing down your throat in one thrust. Keep going. Make him groan with pleasure, but you better not make him come. Look at how cute she looks. Oh, doesn't her hair just feel so good against your legs? And she's licking your balls while your cock is deep down her throat. She's a very good puppy, isn't she? Yes, you are. I'm gonna do something nice for you, puppy, because I trust that you are going to follow my instructions. I'm going to hang the remote to the vibrator in your pussy from the chain between your nipples. They have to ache so bad now, but if you do what I tell you, I'll let you feel pleasure, but only if you are a good girl. Can you be a good girl for me? Good. Baby, look at her. Just look how intently she's worshipping your cock with her mouth. She's so happy to please me through you. The question is, are you going to please me through her? Don't give me that look. You don't even know what I want you to do yet. Spit in her face. Do it. Spit all over that lovely face. Just make it slick. I know you don't want to, but the longer you wait, the worse it is going to be for both of you. Good boy.
Are you tearing up?
I thought you were done with that puppy.
I didn't tell you you could stop sucking on his cock, did I? That's a good girl. Do it again. Spit right in her face. And you, puppy, look up at him while he does it. Look him right in the eyes. Oh, it's like she's winking at you. Oh, but what am I doing? Your cock's already been in her mouth. But I know one place she's never let you put it. Tight, tight ass. Well, I broke her in for you, and you are going to enjoy fucking her ass. When she told me she had never let anyone fuck her ass before, well, I thought about all those crazy nights we had together. Baby, all those times I screamed for you to put it in my ass and you loved it. And then you broke up with me and started dating her and she wouldn't even let you fuck her in the ass. I felt bad for a minute, and I knew if I ever got you back, I'd make sure you'd get to fuck her in the ass, too. I want to give you that baby. Puppy, present yourself to him. Shake your tail for him. She seems so ready for you. Like she's been secretly waiting for this the whole time. You've wanted this, haven't you, puppy? Yip for me. But first, we need to open that ass up for you. Because that tail is in the way. That look on your face is priceless. Your eyes got so wide watching her little asshole expand like that. When the plug came out, it was like you were watching a magic trick. I told you it was big. It is only the biggest and the best for my puppy. But don't worry, baby. Her ass is so resilient. In less than a minute, it's gonna be so tight again. You'd have a hard time getting your finger in it. But you aren't going to be putting your finger in there. She's going to feel every inch of you like it was her first time. You are going to love the sound she makes. They're so adorable. You've been so compliant. Such a sweet boy. And my puppy has been such a good girl. So I'm gonna let her have a little loop. Just a dab from the syringe. It's going to be so cold, but it'll warm up soon enough, I promise. If you weren't restrained, I'd make you eat her ass to get her ready. I have a feeling you'd really enjoy that, baby. Well, I'd enjoy making you do that. Maybe tomorrow. But the head of your cock is so tantalizingly close to her little asshole. All she has to do is back up a few inches and you'll be inside of her. That's right. Rock your hips backwards slowly, puppy. Oh, you missed. I told you she was going to be tight. I guess I'm going to have to help you. My. This has to be the hardest you've ever been. Sliding your cock against the soft flesh of her ass cheeks probably felt amazing for you. Don't worry, baby. You haven't felt anything yet. That's right. Slowly rock your hips back. Almost, and there it is. Oh, baby, she really feels your cock in her ass. Don't give me that angry look.
I'm just giving you what you've always wanted. You know you have. You should be thanking me.
Puppy, I want to see your ass against his hips. You are taking his cock way too slowly. If I don't see your ass on his hips by the count of three, then I am going to have to punish you. One, two, three. Bad girl. Now I'm going to have to do something to correct your behavior. I would love to stick my hand in your mouth and try to make you swallow it, but the problem is I've trained you too well, puppy. You have virtually no gag reflex anymore, which makes what I'm thinking a little less fun. If I want to get the response I want from you, to punish you the way you deserve, I'm going to try something a little more extreme. Oh, that will be perfect. This is exactly the kind of thing I'm looking for. You keep working that cock into your ass, puppy. I'll be watching you. Puppy, you remember the last time I used this, don't you? Yeah, your eyes tell me you remember this strap-on beast and where I put it last. Hopefully I cleaned it enough, but in any case, it'll be clean by the time we're finished today. I'm going to enjoy using you like this. Remember the day you woke up in this dungeon? Baby. How you struggled when you saw me touching her? And now I'm about to make her deep throat a huge strap on. And you aren't even putting up a little bit of a fight. You aren't straining against your straps at all. I knew you'd get used to this quickly, that you'd just give in. That's always kind of who you've been, baby. But now, we can have some real fun. Puppy, every time you come up from his cock, I want you to swallow every inch of this strap-on. Just fully envelop it with your mouth and let it slide down your throat. I want your lips to touch the leather every time you rock forward. Good girl. I'm going to fuck your throat while your boyfriend, my slave, fucks your ass. Now slam back on his cock. Perfect. This is exactly what I wanted you to do, puppy. Don't you just love that sound? Every time she coughs, every time she gags, those tight little ass muscles clench around your cock, and it feels so good, doesn't it? And it hurts her more, having a cock plowing into her when she's clenching so hard. When she bounces down hard on your cock, that little remote control that controls the vibrator deep in her pussy, it swings on the chain hanging from her nipple clips. The vibrations get stronger every time she goes up and down, and I'm sure at some point it will be so strong that you'll feel it on the underside of your cock too. It's going to be like her ass is your own personal pocket pussy, vibrating and tight and inviting, pulsating and contracting all around you as she pushes it back and forth and does all the work. Really, you just have to take it. Really, you don't have any choice except to take it. Look at her in the mirror. Watches those pretty blue eyes roll back in her head as we work her over. Come on.
Come on, baby, open your eyes. If you don't, I'll do something horrible to her. So many possibilities to choose from. Oh, I know. I'll attach a clamp to her clit and wrap the other end of the chain around your cock and make you watch her rib and whimper on the floor in pain as your arousal tugs and pulls at the clamp, hurting her more. And you'll know you could have prevented that just by looking her in the mirror right now. There we go.
Good boy. You're such a sweet boy, baby.
She's looking you right in the eyes, isn't she? She can see how much you are enjoying fucking her. And how turned on you are by watching me fuck her face. But I haven't really punished her yet. And this has all just been a pleasurable prelude to the punishment. I want to grab her soft hair and ram this strap on down her throat and not let her breathe. Would you like that, puppy? I think you'll like it, even though I don't want you to.
Oof, your throat must feel so full.
So achingly full. Embrace this feeling. Come on, puppy. You're cheating and trying to breathe through your nose. You can't have that. Oh my, just look at how her whole body is shuddering as she struggles to breathe. Her stomach is undulating and her breast swinging. And every second her panic is getting stronger and stronger. The muscles in her ass have to be milking your cock right now. Just squeezing you from shaft to head. I don't know how you've managed to hold on this long, baby. Puppy, you have to keep fucking that cock and rocking those hips if you want to breathe again. I could just let you pass out with his cock lodged in your ass and let the vibrator finish him off, but you don't want that, do you? You want to make me happy and fuck him until he comes, don't you? Back and forth. That's a good girl. Don't worry. I'm going to rock with you. So not one inch of this strap-on will slip out of your throat. Look at me, puppy. It looks like you are starting to pass out. You better hurry if you want to make him come. If you want me to let you breathe again. Baby. She's trying so hard to make you come, and you are being so cruel to her. And I sort of love that right now. It's almost as if you want her to pass out. Her lungs have to be burning now, and you can just see the tears streaming down her face. She wants you to come so bad, but I don't want you to yet. I can tell you we're so close, but I want you to ask me for permission to come. I want you to beg me to let you come. If you come before you ask, before you plead with me, I have a butt plug as big as hers ready for you. I don't want to use it on you yet. We have to work up to it. But if you come, that will be the one we start with no lubrication. So ask me, beg me to give you permission. You are already on your knees. Beg me to let you come deep inside your girlfriend's twitching, vibrating ass and let her breathe again. Look in the mirror, into her eyes, imploring you to say the words. Come on. I'm waiting. You can come, baby. You really seem to enjoy that, baby. No, you look ashamed now. I saw that look of perverse pleasure at her predicament in your eyes. You kinky fuck. Even if you won't admit it to yourself, this is really what you wanted. I want you to say thank you to me for giving you this experience. Say it. Good boy. And now the poor little puppy can't stop panting.
I guess I could turn the vibrator off, but it's more fun watching her twitch on the floor.
Unable to stop herself from coming.
She might pass out yet, and then we can have even more fun together.
Oh, baby, you're getting hard again. Her ass wasn't enough for you?
Maybe you need some time with the wand.
Or, while I'm still wearing this strap on, I can break in your ass, too. I mean, the puppy has already done such a good job of lubing it up. It would be a shame to waste it.
Did you think you were the only one who was going to fuck someone in the ass today?
I'm going to have so much fun breaking you if you think I'm going to be that easy in you.
Baby,
this is going to hurt. But eventually, you are going to love it, need it, and when you do,
then you'll truly be mine again. Inside and out.